We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Bob, we have Bob Pompeiani in for the whole show today. Ron Cook, travel complications. He'll be back tomorrow. For the Ben Roethlisberger Show, the number one Cochran Ben Roethlisberger
Must listen
show.
To radio tomorrow. That'll be... You know, that followed by Mike Tomlin, and Tomlin will hear what Ben has to say first.
Yes, he will. Oh, he doesn't listen to that stuff, Bob. He puts that all
He'll hear right? about it, I would imagine, even if he doesn't listen.
He'll be listening. Let's just go to some calls, because people have been waiting. Can we do that, Bob?
Yes, a lot of people have really been patient, because they want to air their opinions.
Driver was very angry with me last hour, because he had to wait 49 minutes. Let's go to George in North Carolina. Hello, George.
Yeah, good morning. And aside, I'll say that Landon Jones only started and won like four games in his career at Pittsburgh, and three of them were against Cleveland in Week 17. So I'm not mad about Dobbs being the team. But the bigger issue today is I believe it was Ben's call. It's been Ben's team even when Kyle was here. I mean, Tomlin even said once as it relates to AB, what do you want me to do, bench him, as he has his annex? You know, the superstar players get their way. It may be a flaw of Tomlin's, but it's sports. When LeBron James wants to come in the game or go out of the game, he goes. You know, Tomlin will cover for Ben, and Ben has no problem letting it look like on the field that he did nothing wrong. When he threw the pick against New England last year, he's quick to say, well, I wanted to clock the ball, but they wanted to run a play. That's who Ben is. You know what I'm saying? So why didn't Ben have a helmet when he came back to the field? Why wasn't he warming up if he wanted to go in the game? If he wanted to go in the game, this is Ben's team. He would have went in the game. You know, maybe there was a little disagreement because he came out late, but I put this on Ben's feet.
Well, that's question number one for me, George, tomorrow would be, when did you get medically cleared? And I would imagine if he agrees with what Mike Tomlin said, or he follows that line of whatever that line is, then it was halftime. And then my question would be, okay, then why didn't you come out with the team for the second half? That doesn't make sense.
And if you've been following this team for 20, that's right. If you've been following this team for 20 or 30 years like I have, it's just like Ben to come out a little later. It makes the injury look a little worse. And, you know, we love Ben in Pittsburgh. I'm not in Pittsburgh, I'm in North Carolina. But it would be just like Ben when he had broken toes or broken fingers under Kyler. There's always a little something going on, a little story, a little mystery, a little mysterious injury. So when he comes out later, it creates the drama. I'm not saying that's the case now, but that's the personality of the Ben we've known and loved the whole time he's been in Pittsburgh.
Well, first
so
of all,
if he comes out late, does that frustrate Tomlin so he doesn't put him in the game right away? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Maybe it does. I mean, I don't know what the dynamic is between those two sometimes on the sideline. What I'm saying to you, number one, he had an injury. They announced that injury. Yeah. And ribs are hard to come back from if they're really hurting you. You can't do a lot. But clearly, and I went back and looked at that final drive, Joe, I didn't see any indication that he wasn't fully capable of, you know, making passes down the field. He looked fine.
Right, which is a little different, and we appreciate the call, George. Your points were, excellently stated. That final drive against Cincy in the playoff game, it was different. You could tell he really couldn't down the field.
The one you referenced in San Francisco when he got in, you know, he wanted to be in the game.
Right.
You could tell he was not
capable
physically, really, but he decided to suck it up and go in for his team.
Exactly, and that game in San Francisco
Didn't look that way.
No, it didn't look that way, which just adds another layer to the mystery. But the game in San Fran that you reference is the one where Ben told Mike Tomlin what was going to happen. And there's a quote to prove it. When coach tried to get me out, I said, no, I'm not putting you in that situation. I'm not quitting on our guys. I started this thing. I'm going to finish it. Who ultimately sort of is the key guy in the franchise right now, Bob? I'd say it's number seven.
It's always going to be the quarterback, given his history, given his resume. And like the caller just said, LeBron James, do you think Ty Lue in Cleveland had any choice in anything? LeBron ran that franchise, and I'm not saying that happens in football. What I am saying is if Ben Roethlisberger is your quarterback and he's available to you and you're in a game where you have to win, must win, makes no sense that he's not in the game.
By the way,
question is, whose decision was it?
Yeah. By the way, Tomlin was misquoted in some of the stuff that I read as saying he could have come in a series or two beforehand. It was actually a series or so, sort of the same point. But that's the first time I heard that. He could have come in a series or so beforehand. Well, why didn't he? I mean, that's the ultimate question here, because Dobbs had just thrown a pick.
Again,
back out for the next series.
I'd like to hear the explanation of what is flow and rhythm, because I don't understand what that means.
He was in a flow, turning the ball over every play. Bobby in McKeesport, what's up?
Yes, how you doing, fellas? Thank you for the call. I just want to say it didn't matter what happened. It was just the loss that made it worse. Even if we would have been, would have came in and we lost, Mike Tomlin still would have got the blame. Big Ben should have never played. He was hurt. Why didn't they bring in Dobbs? I understand why people ain't blaming Keith Butler. No matter what happened through the whole game, we were still in position to win the game. No matter what happened, all the craziness.
Is that good enough for you, Bobby, against that team to just simply be in position to win the game late? Isn't that a team that they should hammer?
Yeah, it's hard playing in Oakland. We always have a tough time playing in Oakland, and I'm pretty sure Big Ben knew he never won in Oakland. So for the simple fact that Ben knew what type of game this was, Big Ben would have walked on that field with no hesitation. And no matter what, we still had to make a stop. Chris Boswell missed a field goal. We missing big-time playmakers, man. No matter what happened, they was still going to blame Mike Tomlin, because no matter what, they drew
up. Do you think Tomlin is free of blame in this game?
A little bit, just a little, but not as much, you know what I mean, because we were still in position to tie the game.
Yeah, but he had a lot to do with what was happening at the end by not calling a timeout when he clearly had to. But he had, and to me, that suggests that he's comfortable with his defense making a stop when they had showed you no indication that they could. So that's a miscalculation of trust that I have in my team. There are times where he will come out and say, hey, I didn't trust that defense. I was going to score more points. That's just the way it is. Well, what did you see in that fourth quarter especially? I say 22 plays were run, 148 yards. They got no pressure on Derek Carr, and he carved them up. I would not have allowed that clock to run all the way down.
Thank you, Bobby.
Joe, that's a critical part of this game as well, that whole final drive and what happened in that final drive.
Of course.
Because if they shut it down, we're not talking about this, or at least we're not talking about it as much. What we're talking about is they came back. Roethlisberger got back in, led him to a win. They needed a win, and now New England comes up. Instead.
And they've done so well defensively against Tom Brady over the
years. Well, that's the other concerning thing looking forward. They're going to be underdogs in two of the next three. So if that holds true, 8-7-1, where does that take you? To a division championship?
It might still. I don't know.
You really think the Ravens are going to lose two games?
They easily could. Easily could. They have the Chargers, they have the Browns, and they have Tampa. They could lose two or three of those games. They may win all three. I don't know. But I'm certainly not sold on the Ravens. They looked really good yesterday, good enough to lose, same as they did against the Saints. Cleveland's playing well.
San Diego,
obviously, they could lose that game. I don't know. Would I bet on it? No. If the Steelers lose two out of three, I'd probably bet on the Ravens, but not confidently.
Most likely, if they win their division, it's a rematch against the Chargers here in Pittsburgh.
And, in the end, they'd have to go to Kansas City or New England after that, probably, or Houston at this rate. Who knows? Let's talk about Keith Butler and that defense, Bob. It's gone back and forth this season. They look like world beaters against Carolina. Again yesterday, they failed in the key moments. So let's move away from Ben for a little bit and talk about Keith Butler's fate. Like, what should happen? It's a defense that can't force turnovers. Again, it's a defense that fails in the crucial moments. Again, is it more personnel? Is it more X's and O's? How much of this falls on Butler? How much of this falls on Mike Tomlin? 412-928-9370. Let's get to all that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.